Okay. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 82, Text 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aham hi sarva bhutanam adir anto karam bahi bhutikanam yata tanva purvaya jyoti angana.
Dear ladies, I am the beginning and end of all created beings and exist both within and without them. Just as the elements, ether, water, air, and fire, are the beginning and end of all material objects and exist both within and without them. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Lord Krishna implies the following idea in this verse. If you know that I am the Supreme Lord, there should be no question of your suffering any separation from me, since I pervade all existence. Your unhappiness must be due to a lack of discrimination. Therefore, please take this instruction from me, which will remove your ignorance. But the truth of the matter is that the gopis were in your previous lives great masters of yoga, and thus must have already known this science of Jnana Yoga. Furthermore, whether I try to teach this to you in person or through my representatives, such as Uddhava, it will not produce the desired result. Jnana Yoga simply causes suffering for those who are fully immersed in pure love of Godhead. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Daksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Mahabhananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Sise Namaha Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Sridham, Sridham Mayapur. Very unusual for me to come at this time of the year, but I was requested by Srila Ranjan Swami if I could spend some time here with him visiting the holy places. And each of the holy places, they have a particular flavor and a particular benefit or result. Puri, Jagannath Puri, which I'll have my yatra in January, is the mood of the Pralamba Bhav. And the benediction is anyone attains love of Godhead there by simply taking the prasadam. The benefit, the mood of Vrindavan is Madhurya, great intimacy and love of Godhead. Intimacy means that there's just love. And when there's just love, that pleasing the beloved becomes the consideration intensely, without any other without anything external to that. Even the etiquette rules of dealing with a superior. And one gets love of God prepared by the dust of Vrindavan. And here we're in Sridham Mayapur, and the mood of love here is Odharya, which is magnanimity. So separation, intimacy, and intimacy and magnanimity are the three core full expressions of love. So here the mood of magnanimity is there. Mercy. So things tend to come more easily here. So we're relishing the mood here of the Dham. And it's also the proper way to enter into Vrindavan, because the pastimes, the intimate pastimes of God are more accessible here. I always said, today I took Virabhadra and Dhyana and a disciple of mine from Israel called Kamala to the yoga where Krishna was, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, and then Srivatsangam where the Sankirtan mission began. And Srivatsangam represents Rasastali. I've explained this before, but it's a very interesting concept. It represents Rasastali in the sense that Rasastali, the seat of the Rasa dance of Vrindavan, is the height of God's love. He's with his most intimate devotees, and the sentiment of love is heightened by the perfect atmosphere, which includes the proper melodies and the proper rhythms to touch the psyche in a way that opens one's heart for love to the greatest degree. There's such a connection between that, between rasa being consumed or overwhelmed, in this case, bhakti rasa with love, and music that has a certain psychological effect deep in the mind that makes one receptive to these sentiments. So in Vrindavan, it's Krishna dancing with the gopis, accompanied by music and dance. In Mayapur, it's the kirtan, nocturnal kirtans that happened every night here in Srivatsangam. The same thing. It was the rasa, the bhakti rasa, facilitated by music and dance. And which bhakti rasa? The most consuming of all sentiments, which is madhurya rasa, conjugal sentiment. So that was the sentiment also in the kirtan, because that was the heart of the devotees. They had that relationship with God. And it was nourished by the music and the dance. So we went to that place, and right across the river from here is Godram Week, which is the site of Jagadharma. You know, it's amazing how I'm gravitating towards Jagadharma. Even now I thought I was looking at Jagadharma, because the setting for Jagadharma is right across the river here. Right across from the Vaishnava Academy, the setting is at Godram Dweep, which is the island of Kirtan. Somehow or other, my mind keeps on gravitating to that, and the feelings and sentiments here. So I'm looking forward to some intensity of spiritual life here, and that's what the Kartik is, that's what your vrittas are. You intensify the absorption. And by intensifying the absorption, you have access to legitimate spiritual experience. And that's what nurtures our faith. It's the experience of what we have faith in, which is our relationship with God, our relationship with Krishna. So we need those experiences to bolster our faith. And that experience and the remembrance of that experience in the psyche impels us to continue to seek the full fruition of that experience, which is prema, where love of Godhead consumes the consciousness to the highest degree. And that demonstration of that consciousness, that's here in the Bhagavatam, in terms of Krishna's relationship with the gopi. That is what Mayapur is about. It's about God wanting to have that experience. Of what the devotee feels in love of Godhead. And the beginning of that search for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is when he goes to Gaya and takes initiation. When his commitment is full and he embraces that commitment, I am a servant of God. And therefore, I am in the world of my guru. I am the object of God's desire. And I will move according to his will that comes in guru parampara. And positioning oneself in that way enables one to access. One is in the locus, the standing, the position to access those sentiments and feelings of love of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that. God wanted that. He appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, the first way in which he tried to access that experience is to express one's yearning for that experience, which is called kirtan. Kirtan is when that yearning, also called bhava, the desire to serve Krishna in a particular way, is expressed like an energy. And when you express it, you experience it more, therefore it deepens that experience. So kirtan deepens the experience of bhava, or love of Godhead. And also, hearing the Bhagavatam deepens that experience, because the experience we have of love of Godhead is based on our sambandha, our relationship with God. And that relationship with God is enhanced by hearing about God as the object of that relationship, and hearing about devotees who are the subject of that relationship. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to experience the highest love of Godhead, when he came to experience the highest love of Godhead, he would meditate on the pastimes of the highest experience of love of Godhead, which is the mood and love of the gopis. The conjugal expression. It contains all the sentiments of love. When you have a lover, of course, this is the pure concept of lover. You have appreciation, you have the mood of service, you have the mood of friendship, you have the mood of parental love, you sometimes show kindness or mercy, and then there's another feeling of intimacy that is not accessed in other relationships. So he would meditate. And I thought on that level of love. So I thought what I'm going to do in this Bhagavatam class while I'm in India is discuss the pastimes where that experience of love of Godhead to the highest degree is described, the pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself meditated on. And one of those experiences, one of those is when Krishna, after 96 years, goes to Kurukshetra and meets Krishna. That's what God was thinking. What does that feel like when you've been separated from the perfect object of your love? And when one has the perfect expression and intensity of that love, what does it feel like when you again meet your beloved Lord? So nice. God wants to taste that. We want to taste that. We want to taste that love of Godhead. That is our objective in life. Prema Pumartha Mahan. That is the greatest objective or goal, is to taste that experience. That's what should be in our hearts right now. That our objective is to taste that, somehow taste that, and adopt the process by which we taste that. Because we're only in Krishna consciousness because a drop of that taste, by God's mercy, by Guru's mercy, has entered into our hearts. And that drop is enough to impel us on the process of Krishna consciousness. But we want more than a drop. We want the full experience of that. And that comes by taking shelter of the holy name, taking shelter of the Vaishnavas, taking shelter of the Bhagavatam, taking shelter of the holy name, taking shelter of the holy Nam, taking shelter of the forms of the Lord, and Sharanagata, the door, surrender to what? To what we are part of, which is God. And how do you surrender? You surrender to God by seeking His will and living your life by that will. Because that will is your authority, because you are part of something greater. And what you are part of is your authority. The body is the authority for the hand. So that's Sharanagata, that surrender. And that opens up the door to bhakti. And entering into that door and taking shelter of the holy name with that faith that Krishna is our shelter. That His dictation, that relationship, is our shelter. And that will protect us. That will maintain us. That's what's favorable. And I like to do it. Take shelter. I like the humble position. And I want to give myself everything to that. It's bhakti. That's the entrance to bhakti. So here now we're at this pastime and where Krishna is talking to the gopis and he realizes that they may be upset with him. And he speaks a little philosophical. That you should not be suffering because I pervade everything. So what's the question of separation? But that's not the source of the gopi's anxiety. And in fact, this is rasa. When someone has feeling, you don't preach philosophy. One time, I was in the 4th Street, when the devotees were in 4th Street, I was there. And Satchinandana Swami was there. And then one lady asked a question about, you know, women in Krishna consciousness. And I gave a perfectly sound philosophical answer to ameliorate her feelings. Afterwards, Satchinandana Swami said to me, it was a great answer, but it was the wrong answer. I said, what do you mean? And he said something that I really thought was interesting. He said, when someone... when someone has strong feelings about something he said, philosophical answers won't help. You have to deal with their emotions. So this is interesting. Krishna is saying something very deeply philosophical. But actually, in one sense, it's not going to pacify their sentiments. They're already, in their previous lives, knew the science of Gyan. Many of them were the Rishi Chari gopis. They were great sages in their past life. So to speak philosophical, when someone has strong feelings, feelings are very powerful. It won't pacify the feelings. It'll only make them more intense. And that's what Krishna wants to do. Because this is rasa. So he's heightening that love. They've come after so many years. And Krishna says, don't suffer. You don't counsel someone like that. No, don't. You don't need to feel this. I remember, too, Bori John Prabhu also counseling me, as he knew I was upset with someone, who I felt, you know, mistreated me. So he asked me, very brilliant, he said, he told me, give me meditation, meditate on that person's face, and now let out all your feelings. So I was going, no good, get out of my mind. And then he said, put your face there. Because ultimately, by the law of karma, what's coming to you, you're responsible. So it was very nice. I saw he was combining the emotional and the philosophical. He just wasn't preaching to me, but he was dealing with my emotions and letting me express them. Then the philosophy comes. And basically what Krishna is explaining to them is the sentiment of love of Godhead, actually, of prema, of the goal. Because the goal is, it's not a philosophical thing that Krishna is the beginning, the end of existence, the, you know, just as elements, ether, water, air are the beginning and end of all material objects. It exists within and without. That's actually the third verse of the Chatur Shloki Bhagavatam, where it describes Priyojan of the goal. And it describes it just like this, just as the elements, earth, water, and fire, inside and outside. What does that have to do with love of Godhead? Because when you have love for God, out of that love, you will see Him inside and outside of everything. Isn't that the very nature of prema or love? When you become overwhelmed and consumed with such sentiments, then you'll see your beloved everywhere. But when it's in relationship to God, he actually is everywhere. So the prema, or the sentiments of love, they enable one to see God everywhere. And that's the goal, actually speaking. God is everything. And when you practice devotional service, you realize that. But the realization that God is everything, it's not just a realization and understanding. Because there's love, you experience that. And therefore, Prabhupada said that in true love of Godhead, a devotee is thrilled at every moment because he's experiencing his love for Godhead in every way. Just like someone reads the Bhagavatam. Initially, it can be, the Bhagavatam can be, it's philosophy. But at a particular point, it becomes more than philosophy. It's explaining God. But with the explanation of God, you feel your relationship with God. When God's explained in every pronoun and every comma, when God's explained, you are just experiencing your relationship with Krishna. And that becomes your sambandha, your relationship with the text. You just feel your relationship to God in every sentence, every word. As Jiva Goswami says on commenting on the second verse, Nigama Kalpa Turoa Palam Sukha Mukat Avata Dravya Sham Yatam Vipata Bhagavatam Rasa Aliya. If it's a Bhagavatam, drink this book. And Jiva Goswami said, in the Bhagavatam, for one who has that love of Godhead, everything is relative. He said, it's just like a mango where you can eat the pits in the skin. Everything becomes relishable. Text 46. Evam yetani bhutani bhute shatmat manasata. Ubayama yata pare asyata bhatam akshare. In this way, all created things reside within the basic elements of creation. While the spirit souls pervade the creation, remaining in their own true identity. You should see both of these, the material creation and the self, as manifest within me, the imperishable supreme Lord. So there it is. It's the material, it's Maya, it's the living entity in God. And God is the predominator. The living entities and the material world are the predominated. But again, it's very interesting here because Krishna is giving the gopis philosophy. And it's interesting, I thought about this. They understand that Krishna is God. But they're overwhelmed with their love for God. So it does not cover him from their relationship with him. It only enhances their relationship with him. But and it's also the foundation of their relationship with him. Because their relationship is with God. It's not mundane. And therefore, there is also within them, even though it doesn't cover their relationship, this understanding that I am dealing with the absolute reality and this is my eternal relationship. Purport, one should properly understand the relationship among the material objects of this world, the elements comprising their basic substance, the individual spirit souls, and the Supreme Lord. So we talked about this. This is sambandha gyan, a proper understanding that Krishna is God. and therefore we are not God. We are not God in the sense that we are not the enjoyers and controllers. We are not God in the sense that we are not everything. We're part of God, and we're meant for God's service. The various objects of material enjoyment, such as pots, rivers, and mountains, are manufactured from the basic material elements, earth, water, fire, and so on. These elements pervade material things as their cause, while the spirit souls pervade them in their special role as their enjoyer. And ultimately, the material elements, their products, and the living entities are all manifested within and pervaded by the imperishable, perfect, complete, supreme soul, Krishna. A jnani with realization of these facts should feel no separation from the Lord in any situation. So when you actually have a jnani, when you actually have proper understanding that Krishna is the substance and basis of everything, there shouldn't be any anxiety. But the gopis of Krishna are much more elevated in their Krishna consciousness than ordinary jnanis because of their intense love for Krishna in his most human life, all attractive aspects as a young cowherd boy. Krishna's internal potency, yoga maya, covered their knowledge of his majestic aspects, such as his all-pervasive. It's not that they don't have that knowledge, it becomes covered. Thus, the gopis were able to relish the intense ecstasy caused by their love and separation from him. Only in jest is Sri Krishna ascribing them a lack of spiritual discrimination. It's not a lesser realization. It's a higher realization. He's God, but he may be one's child. And therefore, the flavor of that love is I am the protector. That's also within the Madhurya Rasa. So, it doesn't cover those intimate sentiments. And therefore, they are able to relish this intense ecstasy, which is the river of prema bhakti, which flows through the channel of the embankments of union and separation. That love is facilitated by transcending the intellectual platform. Sishuka uvacha ayatma sikshaya gopya evam krishnena sikshita karanu smaran nasvasta jivakosha tam adyagam. Sukadeva Goswami said, having thus been instructed by Krishna in spiritual matters, the gopis were freed of all tinges of false ego because of their intense meditation upon him. And with their deepening absorption in him, they came to understand him fully. Purport, Srila Prabhupada renders this passage as follows in Krishna, his Krishna book. The gopis, having been instructed by Krishna in this philosophy of simultaneous oneness and difference, remained always in Krishna consciousness and thus became liberated from all material contamination. The consciousness of the living entity who falsely presents himself as the enjoyer of the material world is called jiva kosh, which means imprisonment by the false ego. Because once you have the false concept of life, once you have that false concept of life, you live in duality and fear. Not only the gopis, but anyone who follows these instructions of Krishna becomes immediately freed from the jiva kosha imprisonment. A person in full Krishna consciousness is always liberated from false egoism. He utilizes everything for Krishna's service and is not at any time separated from Krishna. Anyway, it's a good place to stop here. Would anyone like to ask any questions?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
My question is, since the knowledge that Krishna is God needs to be covered in order for his devotees to experience the intimacy of the rasas that are found only in Vrindavan, why then is it necessary for them to know foundationally that he is God, only to have it covered again?
Well, in one sense, it enhances the relationship. It's just like if someone you love, right, has a big position. It's not that that would cover an intimate sense of your love, but it's like my mother. You know, I have some kind of position. And she comes to my Vyasa Puja. And she participates even in the worship. But it doesn't cover her sense of love for me. It only enhances it. I'm still her son. If I was younger, I could still be her baby. So it's like that. The opulence... We described Madhvacharya said that the opulence, the sense of Krishna's divinity, is the foundation of the mood of service by which the liquid of all other relationships can be held. So that creates a mood of service. But the service becomes something intimate.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yes.
Anybody else like to? Yeah. You have another question?
No, thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hello, Maharaj.
Who's that?
Hi, this is Malone.
Malone, Hare Krishna.
And, Hare Krishna.
We need to work out your trip to Vrindavan.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
What's that?
Yes, I've been in touch with Hari.
Yeah, we can work out something. I mean,
if you just follow the itinerary of Hari Kirtan, that's okay. Okay, thank you, Malone. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Allegra.
Oh, Allegra, Hare Krishna. If you have a time, just drop me a line about your studies if you got to start them yet,
yeah.
Okay?
Yes, I will, Maharaj.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Anybody else? So nice to hear from everyone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Shastra Das.
Hey, I was just took lunch with Gita today.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in Mayapur, and he came over to take with me, and he was looking forward to visiting all the 12 forests of Vrindavan with you.
Yes.
Which is, and he likes being with you because in Vrindavan, you're so steady. When you go on these pilgrimages, so it's great. He looked great, Gita. He really
did. Good. Good.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna
Maharaj. This is Vajradhi.
Hare Bhav. Vajradhi. Hare Krishna. We have such a nice community here. That's great. I think I also heard Chaitanya Priya. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Hanan.
Hanan, thank you. Hare Krishna. Thanks for coming
on.
I'm staying with Yugala. You came to Krishna consciousness about the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember that place in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Many years ago. Good. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, I'm very encouraged to hear from everyone. Class is ending a little bit early today. It's just, anyway, how it happens. Okay, thank you. Why don't you go put through yourself?